And we're visiting here on News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS with Bill Burdett of Lowestoft Township. And what does this mean, Bill, to be in charge of a municipality, if you will, and the effects of COVID-19?
Well, it means things have kind of come to a screeching halt on most of our activities. Most of the projects and things that we had planned for this year are all on hold. Many are different grant sources from the state or through PennDOT, and so all that work has ended, as well as most of the contractors that have been working in the township with permits and inspections. That has all ended. Most of our planning commission activities where people are planning for projects has all ended. So most of my office staff is working from home. Everybody's still available. I'm still in the office answering the phone and directing calls to different staff people, but most all of our activities have ended. Our park areas are still open for passive recreation, which would be dog walking or jogging or just going to the park. But the playground areas, basketball hoop areas, those types of things are closed. As far as our street crew, they are still working. We need them in here in case there's any type of emergency. We're actually still in snow season, although it doesn't feel like it. So we still could have snow, you know, any type of flood, any weather-related activities, or if a road was to be closed due to, you know, trees falling down on it. They're here and available to make sure that the transportation system within Lowestoft remains open. And they are still working on some of the projects that we had planned for this year, but asphalt plants are closed, so much of the road work we had planned to do here this spring is also on hold. So just we're here and we're available. It's just there's not a whole lot going on. Most of the calls we're getting are related to our mulch recycling area because with everybody being off work, a lot of people are doing yard work. So that is still open from 7:30 till dusk every day, and that is getting used pretty heavily. But other than that, there's not a whole lot going on.
You mentioned the construction aspect of what's going on in Lowestoft Township. I'm sure you've read the Terzai bill, if you will, or Terzai legislation that he's looking to take to the floor the Pennsylvania House later this week and potentially as early as tomorrow. Can you fill us in from a municipal standpoint, what that means from a construction standpoint? You alluded to it earlier, and then also from a residential construction standpoint as well.
Well, all municipalities in the state of Pennsylvania are under a uniform construction code, and it's been that way for at least probably 10 or 15 years. And so anybody that does work in the township must get a permit for most jobs. And then we have a building and zoning department, and the building inspector then at different points and periods of time has to come out and do the inspections. With the governor's shutdown of, you know, most all contractors, you know, Dave Carson, who's our building inspector, he can just work from home because he may have only a few things that he needs to do a week related to inspection. And so I know a lot of the contractors are not happy, but, you know, we're just trying to follow the rules here. The state has kind of said these guys have to stop working, so that's pretty much his job, is inspecting that construction work. So he's, you know, not got a lot to do right now because of that.
Do you expect that to change with that legislation for that kind of moratorium or ban, if you will, to be lifted here pretty quick?
Well, I think, I don't know exactly how they'll do it. To me, you know, a lot of these contractors, especially independent contractors, a lot of these guys work, they're a very small crew. And I don't really see the harm in, you know, especially if you're a one-man operation, if you're, like, doing roofing or siding or something like that, where you're not really around a large group of people or traveling with a large group of people. I don't really see the harm in that. You know, some of the bigger companies where you have a lot more people and bigger jobs, you know, that may be a little more difficult for them to approve.
Bill Burdett, as always, appreciate the time. Stay safe out there, and we'll be talking in the near future.
All right, thanks, Todd.